When anyone mentions school uniforms, head-to-toe plaid jumps into most students' heads. While few schools have gone this far in regulating what students wear, many schools have begun to enforce stricter dress codes in reaction to the scantier fashions of today's teenagers. ATME reporter Amanda Krasinski was curious to see how the new rules were affecting students and teachers.
Dude, why'd that chick change out of her skirt? She was looking so hot this morning. I mean, drool.
Oh, didn't you hear? It was too short. Miss Krabappel made her change.
Wow.
The latest teen magazines are telling us that the new fashions this fall are hot, hot, hot. Well, miniskirts may not exactly be the warmest apparel of Alaska, but they're being worn anyway. The issue is how short these skirts are getting. As the hemlines rise, high school dress codes are being written to match. Students returned this school year to find everything from a hat band to strictly enforced skirt-length regulations. So what's all the hubbub about? Patsy Chapel, the assistant principal of Chugiak High School, says this.
It all comes back to education. You're all here, all 2,000 of you are here to get an education and to be better used and smarter used and go on to better things. With all 2,000 of you, there has to be a standard. There has to be something that you're all upheld to.
A quick trip through the local mall shows that teen fashions are leaning toward shredded low-rise jeans, short skirts, and plunging necklines. And for the young men? Baggy jeans are still in vogue, but with these jeans, well, you'd better make sure your boxers match your t-shirt. When students are asked about their opinions on the dress code, they admitted that there may be a need for it based on today's fashion trends.
The cheerleading outfits. My friend Nicole, she had an outfit on, and you could see her Spankies in the front, you could see her Spankies in the back, and it's like, it slid all the way up to like the top of the skirt, and it's like, how can they wear that and another person can't wear a skirt?
The whole mini skirts is kind of everyday thing. It's a common occurrence.
I think it's really gross, and girls need to cover up, and yeah, it is very distracting, because when you're talking to one of your guy friends, they're always looking at that girl's butt.
I can say from my personal experience that yes, mini skirts can be quite distracting. Provocative clothing can be a detriment to learning, by guys particularly.
Controversial issues are arising from these stern dress codes. Palmer High School began the school year with some of the more strict dress codes in place. Rules like no hip huggers or halter tops lead some girls to wear a t-shirt lent to them by the school. In the Anchorage School District, things don't appear to have gotten this strict. All schools have the opportunity to amend the ASD handbook to meet their own standards, so although similar, each school can have different rules. One of the other issues that has been brought up is whether or not students' rights to express themselves are being infringed upon. Several students from around the Anchorage School District shared their opinions.
Some people, like, want to wear hats. They're more comfortable wearing them, and they can't wear them, and I think that's kind of stupid.
If I want to show my body, because it's my body and I'm proud, I want to be able to do it.
You can express your style without wearing mini skirts.
Some students think that uniforms are next, although not all necessarily think that this is a bad thing.
Well, some are kind of hot, but overall, I don't think so.
I wouldn't have to decide what I'm going to wear.
If we did come to school uniforms, that would definitely infringe on individuals' rights.
I think we should be able to, like, dress the way we want to, show our own style.
Although Chapel does not make the decision to switch to uniforms, she admits that the idea has been kicked around.
As an assistant principal, I can't make those rules. The people who would make those rules are the school board. So as a personal question, as a mom, it would be fantastic. You would have less distraction, and you'd still see the variance in, you know, the way the kids wear the uniforms, but there would be... It would be a very interesting difference in the way education is implied.
Regardless of where the uniform issue stands, rules are being built solid against see-through shirts and shirts that depict anything other than what is universally considered wholesome. Teachers and faculty are expected to dress in a business-like manner, and Chapel says that students shouldn't have it any different.
The freedom is still there, but if it's disruptive to the educational process, then we're not going to have it.
While fashion has always been a bit gray to some people, this year, high schools are making sure that the rules are in black and white to keep school as educational as possible, even if it means committing a major fashion faux pas. For ATME, I'm Amanda Krasinski.